Welcome to today's In Touch with South Central Iowa. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, State Representative Barb Kniff McCullough joins us on today's program to recap the 2024 Iowa legislative session. Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio as we wrap up the 2024 legislative session, here with State Representative Barb Kniff McCullough, who's wrapping up her first term in House District 37. It was a late night slash early morning last weekend to get things wrapped up, Barb, but here we are at the end of the session. I'll just open it up to the floor with your initial thoughts about how things went here in year two of this General Assembly.
Thank you, Andrew. It's always great to talk to you. Yes, it was an eye-opening experience staying awake until after 4:30, putting back bills through sessions. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, both chambers, a total of 367 bills passed this particular year. That does not mean that the governor is going to sign off on all of those, but we did some great things again for Iowans this second year of my session. So I appreciated everybody that worked so terribly hard in order to make things happen. And I think that we have opportunities over the next couple of years to do even more. I like the fact that a couple of my bills, a one-call bill and a couple of other ones that probably will come up again next year, renumbered to get through. Bills sometimes that we passed this past year were in the works for 10 years, Andrew. It's amazing. You would think that bills should come through in a year or two, but 10 years some of these people have been working on some of this. And they were good things. It's just they couldn't get them through both chambers. So that happens. I'm really excited the fact that the flat tax, 3.8% in the year 2025, that's huge. That's a legislative win for the people of Iowa. And we also put in place, which I think is a really good thing too, Andrew, the taxpayer constitutional amendment. Basically, a two-thirds majority vote in both chambers would be required to increase income tax rates. So that means that they can't we can't just undo what we are putting into place now. So another good one was banning universal basic income. It's based that basically in a nutshell is if you pay people not to work, they won't work. So we wanted to put some parameters around that. There are some cities in some around the country where there's an unconditional taxpayer funded transfer payments, and we just needed to clean that up a little bit. So another big one, which the governor really wanted to make sure happened too, the Iowa Boards and Commissions reform. We actually had 256 boards and commissions in the state of Iowa. Some of them were never used. Some of them, we didn't even know what they were. Just cleaning those up. And the individual that was working on that really did some deep dive into it. And we eliminated or consolidated 83 current boards. So that's going to be really good. And we also have a task force that out there so that it's not that, okay, this is the way it is and it's done and moving on. Look at the boards and the commissions going forward. So we're starting it already here this year, looking at a couple of them just to make sure that we tweak them correctly and there aren't any unnecessary consequences that will affect some of those boards and so forth. So, and then another one was, of course, the AEA for the funding, and we did the teacher salary increases and the K-12 public school funding. I appreciate both Skyler in the House and our Senator Rosa Boom for taking that upon themselves. That was a heavy lift that took all session in order to get that put together. So kudos to both of those individuals that really worked so hard on this to make sure that it could be all that it could be. So, and of course, the budget breakdown. I was $8.91 billion budget for the coming year. That's amazing when you think about that. And they've got, you know, anywhere from school funding, the general fund, K through 12, that takes up the biggest piece of the monies. Health and Human Services, that's got like a $2.21 billion, along with other funds. And we also have under there education. The general fund picks out like $102 billion. The special ed, the budget allocated the $10 million to fund a new division of special ed. I'm sure that you've been hearing about that. And it's going to be like under the DE. It's still have the AEA individuals, but they're going to be under the DE umbrella, basically. And they were authorized to hire up to 62 new positions if needed. There was another one piece of that I thought that was really interesting is the chronic student absences. I didn't realize that there were issues with absences as there are across Iowa. It requires schools to meet with students and parents if a student has missed 15% of school days for the year. Evidently, that's a bigger issue than what we had thought. In the justice system, too, the general fund for that is $693 million. And then transportation, there's, you know, monies in that piece. There's infrastructure, there's Iowa Judicial Branch, there's agricultural and natural resources, and there's administration and regulations, and then there's economic development. All big parts of our government that need to be funded. So there's great programs listed under each of them. I could go into all of those, but the best thing to do if anybody wants to see what's out there is just go to the Iowa Legislative website, and you can pull down any of the bills, and you can see which ones were passed, and you can find out which ones passed both chambers, part of the chambers, which ones didn't make it. See which one the governor signed, and we did a lot of great things for Iowans this past year, and I so look forward to getting out in my district 37, door knocking and parades, and heading back to the Capitol if the election goes through correctly for me, and serving again for another 2-year term. I so look forward to it. I feel so blessed to be able to be in this role and listening to my constituents and trying to do the absolute best that I can for them, Andrew. So I do appreciate the individual sending me out there. I really, truly do.
Well, I think you touched on any questions I may have had. So as you said, next step will be campaigning, correct?
Yes, that is correct, Andrew. Yes.
Anything else you'd like to share today?
I just hope that everybody has a fantastic tulip time and a great summer. Enjoy the families, and I'll look forward to seeing everybody out, restaurants, on the streets, wherever it is. Don't be afraid to ask me questions. If you got something great for an idea for next session, please let me know. I'm here for you, so. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you also allowing me to speak and to hopefully move the needle forward again.
Once again, that was State Representative Barb Kniff McCullough. Hear from State Senator Ken Rosenboom on Mondays in touch with South Central Iowa. If you miss any of our Let's Talk or In Touch programs, you can find them online at kniacableless.com and under podcasts on Google, Apple, and Spotify.